Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And we begin with what some legal eagles are calling a disgrace and a political cheap shot on part of Donald Trump against yet another official. New York State Attorney General Tish James responding to a grand jury charge of fraud leveled by the Trump Justice Department. She's the second now to face formal accusations. Last week, it was former FBI Director Jim Comey. And now the fallout. As you know, James sued and won a civil business fraud case against Trump, which he has long condemned as a witch hunt. Well, now he's leveling similar charges without evidence against her. When asked about it yesterday, Trump replied, "She's guilty as hell. She looks guilty of something, but I don't know what." Tish James and her supporters, including mayoral candidate Zoran Mamdani, say, "We know what. It's called a weaponization of our legal system." And today she's still hitting back. Juliet Papa in our leadoff spot on this Friday and on the steps where you might say this all began.
They stood outside the courthouse where Attorney General Tish James brought the civil suit against Donald Trump. Congressmember Nydia Velasquez says they have her back.
"If you let Donald Trump bully you today, he will be back for more tomorrow."
They were joined by Democratic mayoral candidate Zoran Mamdani.
"This is a blatant miscarriage of justice. This is a shameless act of political retribution."
He says this isn't just an attack on James, it's an attack on our city. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
It's been reported that Lindsey Halligan, Trump's former aide and personal lawyer, recently appointed an interim U.S. attorney with no prosecutorial experience to personally present the case to a grand jury. And then this, it's also reported that Pam Bondi, the U.S. attorney under Trump, says she was caught off guard by the Tish James indictment. Knew nothing about it, she says. But in a statement, a Justice Department spokeswoman wrote, "The Justice Department is united as one team in our mission to make America safe again. And Lindsey Halligan is fully supported by the AG and the entire team at Maine Justice."
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.